Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty Lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wiretap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you're not dying fast enough. So we now have Eisenacher suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Computube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That you do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Lysnicker suicide pod. Thank you.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much today for joining us. We have Joanne Moretti joining us momentarily here. And if you out there in Radio Land want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here.
Hey, everybody. Hello, Freedomizers. Hi, Proof.
Hello. I was hoping you would make it today because we were worried about you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we actually got some pretty good impact from this hurricane. We were on the dirty side, and as it came up the coast, I'm right on the Gulf Coast in Charlotte County, and we got some flooding, not at my house per se, but all around my whole area. Punta Gorda, downtown Punta Gorda was underwater, up to people's knees in some places, up to their waist, all around Punta Gorda Isle, all along the coastline in Charlotte County, Englewood, and, you know, lots of streets right around me were really hit. We got some gusts, some gusty winds up to 65, 75 miles an hour, even a little more. So some fronds, you know, palm fronds and a couple of branches fell. But we had a bad hurricane come through here a year ago. So anything that was loose or, you know, not secured tightly or a weak structure, it was shattered in Hurricane Ian. So this wasn't as bad, not nearly. Up further north from us, though, they got creamed. Toppin Springs got creamed. Where it came in Perry, that's a very poor fishing community where it finally did make landfall as a Category 3, which is a strong hurricane. Wasn't as strong as Ian or Charlie, but it was a strong hurricane. But they got shattered pretty bad. Anything that was loose or old up there is now gone. And it's cut across the state, left a lot of water and wind and town power lines and no electricity and people without, you know, air conditioning and stuff. And now it's gone out to Georgia. I don't know if it's going to re-intensify over on the Atlantic coast, but it's supposed to move up to the coast all the way up to D.C. for the next couple of days. So it's definitely a coastal event, both coasts. But thank you very much, all of you, for worrying about me. My house made it through. After Hurricane Ian, I now have another new roof. I had a roof put on in April. We had hurricane in September, which shattered it, and then I had another new roof put on in January. So my house is solid, and we didn't have anything lying around, and any trees that were old or weak, they're down, they're gone, they've been gone for a year. So it actually, we got a good bath in this area, and my heart breaks for the people that were more adversely affected than us. Just let them know if you need anything, we have it, we'll get it to you. Florida has this down to a science. I remember Jeb Bush put a whole bunch of new things in order. He had a system, like a well-oiled machine. He knew how to line up all the linemen where they would be safe during the storm. And as soon as the storm was over, they're already flooding Florida. Putting electricity and poles and stuff back up. And he has the tree cutters, and he has the you know, all the emergency responders all ready to go. They practice it. My daughter's husband is head of transportation up in Sarasota County. He had to stay at the EOC for the duration. And again, like a well-oiled machine, everything is done before, during, and after, so that it's a smooth thing. And that was actually Jeb Bush who put that in. And then each hurricane and, you know, each year that we have another storm, whoever the governor is, they add on to it, you know, like Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. He's doing a good job, you know. I'm a Trump supporter. Ron DeSantis is not going to be president. However, he's a decent governor for Florida. He should stay right where he is. He never should have entered this race. I mean, he probably would have been a shoo-in next time. Now he's destroyed himself in some people's eyes, and he's not going anywhere in other people's eyes, so he's just kind of in limbo now. He should have just stayed chill this time. In my opinion, I think we should all get behind Trump and just forget all the rest of this nonsense. We've got too much to do. We've got Patriot stuff to do, and we don't have time to goof around with this other nonsense. But as far as the storm goes, thank you for worrying about me.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. I thought I lost you there for a second.
No.
Yeah, I'll just go on and on about it. My daughter opened her shop at noon today, and there was no traffic. You know, it was very, very few people out. But some people did brave it. The rain bands were something, though. They went on for a long, long time. This was a big storm. It took up a lot of area. I had so wished it was going to Louisiana because they're having bad fires and stuff up there. But I bet you they got some of it. This storm is big. And we're all always on the right side of it, which is the dirty side. So the rain and the storm surges and stuff really did a job on this coast. But we have it under control. They have a 6-foot seawall down in Punta Gorda. So a 3-foot surge is still containable. They got a lot of water. The downtown Punta Gorda has been closed all day, and you can't get there from I-75 or 41. But where I'm at, we have decent drainage. And the further inland you get, the less and less the drainage is compatible. It just either will or won't drain. Don't really know. Up north, though, where the Big Bend is, there's a lot of old community up there. You know, like Lahaina was. You know, the little fishing village and then little tourist traps and a couple of restaurants and, you know, little novelty shops and stuff, beautiful beaches. But that's what's up there. And then all around the coastal area, it's like lower income to lower middle income. The wealthier people live further towards, around the bend, towards Tallahassee, towards Pensacola, and a little further.
And they're still out there, Joanne, trying to tell us that the hurricanes are the reason or were the effect of global warming.
That's insane. They're not from global warming. We've had hurricanes since the beginning of time. They blame everything on global warming. And they're talking about destroying our energy, destroying our ecology, destroying our food supply for a possible 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit in 100 years. I'm sure you'll all survive a half a degree warmer, if that's true. But one volcanic eruption puts more carbon in the air than all of mankind and in the industrial age. And how do they explain, if it's so global warming, how do they explain the hurricanes before they started taking the temperature? You know, if you look through the history books, there was hurricanes. They had hurricanes when the Pilgrims arrived. They didn't have an industrial country when the Pilgrims arrived, but they went through hurricanes. There's been hurricanes.
Yeah, but they weren't set up to have hardcore communism then. That's the difference.
Right. That's the thing, Trump. Climate, the global warming is your fault, and the only solution is communism. You give the government more power, more money, and they're going to change the temperature? No, they're not. They're not going to change the temperature one iota. And people are carbon-based, by the way. the solution to all of it is plant more plants. Plant more food. They say farming is bad for the environment. Well, farming is involves plants. Plants capture carbon and turn it to oxygen. People breathe oxygen, and they eat the plants. So it's a win-win.
Hey, I'd be okay with them doing things like planting apple trees and stuff.
Of course. Apple trees are wonderful. And they not only collect nitrates, but they bring nitrates to people. That they're good for your heart. They're good for the environment. They're good for the planet. And most species eat apples. You're right. Apples are one of the greatest foods. Apples, potatoes, and bananas. Those are near-perfect foods. But
see, I was going to put grapefruit in that mix, too, though. I was going to put grapefruit in that mix.
Yeah, grapefruit is good, too. But it doesn't have all the potassium and the nitrates of an apple or a banana. It does have some potassium, and it's got a lot of vitamin
C. The thing is that a lot of medications that doctors give out, they tell you can't eat grapefruit because grapefruit would have healing properties that those medicines won't have.
Yeah, they tell you that it will affect the medicine because there's a lot of alkaline and acidics in it. But yeah, the acidics are good for you. It'll melt the calcium off of your pineal gland. You need the vitamin C and the citric acid just as much as you need nitric, folic, things like that. You need the citrus too. Everything you need is available to you. But these drug companies, why would you trust anybody who makes a living out of keeping people sick? If you cure people, there's no money in it.
So that brings me a question to you. And I have not researched it too much, so this is potentially my fault for not doing my homework. But I know that Vivek Ramaswamy is a big pharma CEO, but what does he produce?
He is an intellect. He produces words. That's it. He is on the board of this and on the board of that. I think he's a hoodna, a sleeper. He has, like, all the mega talking points down to a science. He tells people what they want to hear. He's quick-witted. He's smart. But he's got some shade in his background. But he is on several boards. One of them is Pfizer. And recently he said that he would have certified that election. And he would have be quick to change the terms, like they did with Pence. He would have done that too. He said Pence missed his opportunity to be a hero. So I'm thinking, he's a George Soros fellow. He is a Yale graduate. He knows all the right people. He's a millionaire. He's in with the Pfizers. He's saying all the right things, just like Obama did. And he's very smart. So was Obama. Smart enough to pull it off and hoodwink people. But I think, I like him because of what he says, but then there's a piece of me that's saying, don't trust him, don't trust him, Joanne, don't trust him. And I usually follow my
instincts. That's exactly where I'm at, because the thing is that people can evolve. That's
right.
That's a given, and I realize that people might not have liked Trump the first time around. But you can't go on a national debate like he just did last week and say all that stuff and just expect that you could flip it, because you can't. The thing with the liberals is once you go against them, they remember that. They remember even better than Pepperidge Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, but
he's going
the funny
to alienate
thing is,
himself
they're not going
because
after
the
him.
Liberals won't take him back.
But they're not going after him as hot as they should be.
Well, not right
Which
now.
Should, yeah,
he's
but
not
that should
threat.
Be an indicator. That should be an indicator not to trust him. Then they know if he is sincere, he's a threat. You know, because they're finding all kinds of ways to try to get Trump off that ballot. And Ramaswamy is after the Trump supporters. He wants them. And he's doing everything but sing and dance for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's who his focus is. And I don't think that they're really upset with all this stuff that's going on with Trump. The Republicans are near silent. Ramaswamy is making a play for the Trump supporters. Ron DeSantis is failing miserably. He's just listening to bad advice, and he's not acting very likable. So he's not going anywhere. You know, people are seeing him as a backstabber because Trump helped him get where he is, and Florida would have had that crackhead that they found unconscious in a hotel with the dead guy.
Yes.
If it wasn't for Trump. And I'm
so
telling
you,
which
leads to a question, Joanne.
Sure.
So if it's not Vivek and it's not DeSantis and they're pulling and they want to pull Trump off the ballot, there's nothing.
No. What the liberals would like would be Nikki Haley. And, you know, Rupert Murdoch was solid in DeSantis's corner. But now he's pulled all the money from him because DeSantis isn't performing like he thought he would. And now they're just, like, pimping Nikki Haley. And she has a better chance of getting struck by lightning in a cave than becoming president. She's not going to be president. She's not likable either. She reminds me of Hillary. Just that snarky, cackly, you know.
Vote for me because I have less penises than the other candidate. But yeah, we've seen it all before.
Snooty. To whip out the woman card. You know, she's walking the fence on abortion. You're either for it or you're against it. And I do understand the consensus that she was talking about because, you know, a lot of people in this country want abortion available. But there has to be limits. You can't, you know, be aborting full-term babies, tearing them up and killing them. I would never consider having an abortion. I am anti-abortion. I have talked people out of getting abortions. I have prayed with them. I have cried. I have begged them not to do it. Literally, on my hands and knees, beg someone not to abort a child. And I wouldn't even beg for my own life. However, that's how strongly I feel about it. Other people may not feel as strongly about it as I do. If you can think of one reason why a woman should be able to get an abortion, then you have to think that maybe it should be available for that. You know, if the woman's going to die if she stays pregnant, like an ectopic pregnancy, it's never going to come to term and it's going to kill the mother. If you have a tubal pregnancy, the fetus is going to die and so is the mother, unless that's corrected. The baby can't stay in the tube because it would rupture and the woman would bleed out. And the baby wouldn't survive it either. It just can't attach to the tube. The tube can't expand enough to carry a pregnancy. So that's one reason. But, you know, not because you had a fight with the guy that's the father of the baby and you're 8.5 months pregnant, so now you decide you're breaking up, you don't want this baby after you're 8.5 months pregnant. No. Absolutely not. That baby could live outside of you. That baby can feel pain. That baby has a heartbeat and a brain and a nervous system, and it moves. You can't do that. You know, so that there has to be some limits. And a woman knows if she's pregnant within the first, like, 2 months. So you're talking 8 weeks there. It's 2 months. 8 weeks pregnant. It'll take you 2 weeks to find out you're pregnant. So that's 6 weeks to make a decision. That's a long time. A month and a half to stay pregnant when you're letting this grow and grow and grow and grow inside you. And another thing, too. We have birth control. We have many, many means of birth control. They have free birth control. You can go in any public clinic and get condoms, birth controls, spermicides. You can even get morning after pills. If you had sex the night before, unprotected sex, then, you know, the morning after pill is available to you. You can go down the store. And if not, it's the equivalent of 10 birth control pills. So if you've got a pack of birth control pills, it's the equivalent of 10. And you will get your period. And you're not going to have a baby in there gestating. You know, I believe in life begins at conception. That is my firm belief. But you have to also be a realist. And this is the world we live in. And if you had unprotected sex the night before, you know, why bother with all that abortion and stuff? Just go down to the drugstore and get a morning after pill. That's how simple it is. They're acting like people are still going in back alleys and you know, getting a whole coat hanger treatment and all of that. That's not how it works anymore. There's no coat hanger involved. However, you know, if you think you're just going to decide at 8 months pregnant that you're not going to go through labor and delivery, you better think again. Because although they will kill the fetus inside you, you still have to expel it from your body. You will go through labor and delivery. You will feel it. You will have contractions, and you will deliver a dead baby. But it's not like you can just say, okay, forget it, I don't want to be pregnant anymore. That's not how it works either. They got these young girls thinking, oh, okay, you just take a pill and that's the end of it. No, that's the beginning of it. And it's two pills. The first pill kills the fetus. The second one expels it from your body, which causes contractions, and you expel it. That's how it works. So it's not like it's just going to dissolve and go away. It's not. It still has to leave your body. And then they're talking about, like, after birth abortions.
Yes.
First of all, there's no such thing. If the baby is born, the mother is no longer pregnant. So there is no abortion possible. Once that baby is born, if it's born alive and you do something to end that life, you've killed it. That's murder. Once that baby's born and it's an American citizen, it has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very first thing mentioned is life. And it has all the rights of every other citizen in this country, whether you want that baby or not. If you don't want it, you give it up. You don't kill it. And who are these doctors that would do such a thing?
Doctors that are getting paid.
There isn't enough money. You see those people that just got convicted for blocking an abortion clinic? They're all going to jail.
No, but I've heard of it before.
Well, these people are all going to jail. They were having a prayer vigil outside an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor was doing late-term abortions. This wasn't just any regular abortion clinic with those pills. This was a late-term abortion clinic where you wouldn't even go to this place unless you were 7 months pregnant or more. So this was a butcher shop, and they were praying outside, and they got convicted. You know, their lawyers obviously suck, too. Lots of lawyers are sucking these days. But
it gets me, though, how these doctors, they make money off that. And some of these doctors became millionaires for selling these gene therapies.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
If they hit a certain quota, then they got a bonus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The more they sold, the more it was monetized for them. The more people they got to buy them, the more kickbacks they got. All the drug companies do that. They send their little drug people into the doctor's office and tell them how wonderful their drugs are. I was actually at my doctor's office, and there was a drug salesman talking to a group of people outside the door. I could hear them. And he was telling them about this drug and how, you know, that if you want people to use it, it's good for diabetes, but it'll also make them lose weight. So it's indicated for diabetes, but you could also, what did they say? Like pimp it, but they used a different word. But you can ask people if they want it, you know, because they're morbidly obese and all of that. But they one of the people asked about the side effects, and he said, oh, well, they're listed on the insert. Wouldn't even go over them with the group of people he was talking to.
Yeah.
So what kind of side effects are there? Well, they're listed in the insert.
I guess they figure that nobody's going to ask that.
Anyhow, you can lose weight
from this
drug. Right. Yeah, but he memorized all the benefits that he was touting.
Oh, of course.
But none of the detriment. They hide all that. If you see those inserts, they look like a map of the world. Remember the old maps, and you used to have to try to refold them again? And
the
writing is so tiny that you need a microscope to enlarge it with.
Unless
and
it's a
co-based
one, then it's blank.
Oh, yeah?
You
didn't
see
that?
Yeah, the Pfizer and the Modernas, the inserts were blank. The people are opening them up and taking videos of it.
So how could it be informed consent then?
They're telling you that there's no side effects, so therefore they don't have to print anything because there's no side effects.
Wow. Wow.
I'm surprised you didn't know that. That was common back
no,
in
No, I
late
did not know that. I didn't know that. How could they even... Everybody who's having adverse effects from those vaccines should sue those companies then. They had immunity, but they also were mandated to have informed consent. You had to sign to get those shots. If there is no information, then how is it informed consent? So they've violated that contract.
As long as you sign it, I guess that's all they care about. But I don't know who's suing them.
Well, they were got immunity from being sued.
Right.
And that's why they were rushing to get it for the children, too, because they only had a certain window. But if it was indicated for children, that extended that immunity. That's why they're forcing it on children. If they weren't forcing it on children, then their immunity's already expired.
So, your friend from Pennsylvania is wanting to join us. I want to go ahead and get Mr. Broccoli out of the way before we take any calls.
All right, yeah, let's do Broccoli. And then the only reason Joe would call would be if something important. So let's do Broccoli, and then we'll bring him in.
Yeah, I don't want to have to take a break later. I want him to have as much time as he wants. And we don't know who else is going to call, too.
All right. Sit tight, Joe. Don't hang up. We'll get you. I'm ready when you have proof.
All right, so this one is the brand new variant featuring the wiretap. So we'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are hereby ordered to stop what you are doing and take a COVID test with me today, sir. There is a COVID variant out there, sir. Why you busy stone cold chilling in these mean streets without a bloody scam on that face?
No thank you. I am immune to that variant. I do not own a smell of vision. I do not comply.
Sir, this new strain is the worstest one ever. Globalist made all of us and his crime syndicate get 2 gene therapies for it. After the first one I had blood clots. After the second dose, an hour later I caught a heart attack. The heart attack was from getting COVID, sir. I was in the hospital for 9 days.
You are really that messed up in the head to not know why you almost died? Both times you took the gene therapies, you had serious health issues right away.
The doctor said it could have been anything. He said I may have been exercising too hard, all because I was watching the Tucker Carlson and Trump interview on X, formerly Twitter. It could have been anything except the gene therapies. The gene therapies are the most safest and the most effectivest things to ever put in your body. You can believe that because G. Lobelist owns the gene therapy company.
But G. Lobelist said he will never inject himself with the COVID's gene therapy.
That is correct, sir. He said he needs to save the gene therapies for people like us that need it.
Right. Keep believing that.
Look, you bias niche. It was purely a coincidence that I had a heart attack and blood clots after receiving those gene therapies. Lot of people get heart attacks as a mere coincidence after getting these outstanding life-saving gene therapies. I do not know what you are insinuating, sir. It would have been much worse if I did not get the gene therapies, sir. Perhaps after I inspect your kumquats and your ice cream cone it will not be so funny, sir. Now you peel off those garments right now. I need to check your person for any meat or dairy products inside your person. We are visiting banning those items within the next 6 years in this city, sir.
Don't you worry. I will be grilling my grass-fed steaks and enjoying my organic ice cream while on my Rumble videos.
We do not care.
Now you look here something like her. How about you say that right to G. Lobelist's face? Let's get into my 1993 Geo Metro and go drive up to his lair right this instant. We can listen to the Thompson Twins hit song Hold Me Now and hold hands while we walk up the stairs to see G. Lobelist. Please remember, sir, he does not look at 99% S like you unless you are wearing a bloody scam on that face.
Yeah, that's gonna be a no way, dog.
Yeah, that's gonna be a yes way, dog. I will even provide you my 2024 Michael Robinson Obama for President scam to wear on that face.
Look, I am busy working. We have to get this fentanyl off the streets and get these children away from these child traffickers.
Now, sir, I am very worried about your well-being. I do not want G-Lobalist to detonate a direct energy weapon and start a fire around your neighborhood like what happened in Lahaina, Hawaii. If you make G-Lobalist upset, your home might be the one that is 1% S might target. I am just saying that when the 1% make a demand on you, you must obey at all costs or we destroy you 7 ways from Sunday. Do you understand our trick or you, sir? We do not take these things very lightly, sir.
I am not sure why your crime syndicate had to do all that to those people in Hawaii.
It is very easy green, dude. Those 99% dolts refused to give us back our land. We offered them up to 30% of the fair market value. They refused to play ball, so we set up some electric poles to be almost chopped down. When the wind came in, we came right through with a laser blast right at the power line that fell down and started a fire. Then we directed all the water be shut off, no emergency sirens, and we even put the police out there on those streets to block those nincompoops and utter fools from trying to leave the island. There's something duck has done didgeridoo did get fried up just like chicken wings at Popeyes. Now the governor said he is going to confiscate the lands for us so we can buy at the rate we originally intended to purchase with. We play for keeps around this biznitch, sir.
What makes you think you can get away with this?
Because, sir, those dolts and bedwetters will vote Democrat no matter what. That is why Brandon had no comment and went down there to tell them fools some jokes. Those lemmings and train seals do not care what we do to them. We can put them in the FEMA camps, and they will still vote Democrat, even though FEMA camps do not exist.
I think the average person in America wants Trump to come back as president.
Maybe so, green dude. Maybe so. But Trump will be arrested and so will anyone that we believe could win an election against whatever Democrat operative we put out there. Did you not see Trump's mugshot, sir?
Yes, of course. That is why everyone knows this is a sham and knows this is just election interference. This is highly illegal.
You know what, sir? No one bloody cares. All we have to do is create another mass event to cause havoc and round up all your ne'er-do-wells so you do not join a crime syndicate. Ain't it funky, brother?
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. I'll take you on a sky ride. I'm feeling like I'm spellbound. The sunshine is lady. Who rocks you like a baby? She says, hello, hello, you fool, I love you, Simon, join the joyride. Join the joyride. Ow.
Okay, everyone. You need to understand what these globalists are trying to do to us. They want a prison planet and kill off 99% of the public so they can rule Earth with an iron fist. Never ever comply. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Do not end up in a FEMA camp. Listen to Proof Negative at freedomizerradio.com during the week at night and click on Listen Live. Also, check out the schedule to see the other great shows on the network. FreedomizerRadio.com.
You shall do no such thing. What everyone needs to be doing is getting your Lysenecker Freedom microchips, getting your latest COVID gene therapies, and wallowing in your swill just cure 99% numbskulls and scallywags always do. You must never ever show your face around a 1% and for the love of Michael Robinson Obama, you need to put a bloody scam on that face. Michael Robinson Obama. He is a nice lady.
Is that why the Obama's personal chef mysteriously died while paddleboarding with Barry? And his clothes were not found on his person? And Barry had cuts and bandages all over his hands.
There you go again, green dude. You keep stepping in it. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Zip it good. We do not want anyone looking into this or any of Hunter's business dealings in the Ukraine. It is more important to arrest Trump for stating there were errors in the vote counts and a minion hood counting errors.
But that is on record as being true though.
The difference is, sir, he was not supposed to say that out loud. Like I said, you never ever go against what does 1% globalists demand. Now let me get an anal swab from you right this instant so I can check that buttocks for anything that constitutes as global warming.
Bruh. Alright, so that was this week's episode.
Well, that was pretty good. You touched on a lot of good things. I love the mugshot you had up there on the wall.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, yeah, I did. You touched on a lot of good things there, that land grab especially. The governor is trying to take the land away. I saw an interview with one of the residents, and he said that they were moving him to the other side of the island where the poor people are, and they're just, it's like a FEMA camp, and they're not letting them go back to their property. What's the difference if he stays in a trailer on the other side of the island or if he stays in a trailer on his own property? They're not letting him back into their community. Yeah, because that's beautiful oceanfront property with cha-ching, cha-ching high value.
But I haven't heard yet if the residents plan on suing anybody.
I don't know if they know that they can or whether or not they can. You know, the Democrats have shut up a little bit about the global warming since they found out it was the power company that started the fire. And those direct energy weapons, you know they exist. And I know people think it's a conspiracy theory, but I remember when they were first unveiling them and they were talking about the new lasers that the United States military had and China had and Russia had. We don't even know if it was the United States that did it. But all the markers are there that it was us because of the land grab, because of how they were organized. They made those people stay there. The only ones that survived are the ones that disobeyed. They had cops blocking the exits. They let the children out of school instead of putting them on buses and evacuating them to a safe place. They knew their parents weren't home. That is macabre. That's demented and twisted and sick. Everything is wrong there. And what's upsetting me is, why aren't we fighting back? Why aren't we flipping out? Why are we just taking this? It's not like we don't know. It's not like there hasn't been so much exposure and so many revelations in the last couple of years. It's almost hard to keep up with all the information that we know now. You know, we had studied and studied and researched all this stuff, but now it's in our face. And what are we going to do about it? You know, I hear people screaming about the Republicans, and I'm one of them, because the Republicans should be fighting back a lot harder, not just one or two of them. But you can't vote in a bunch of Democrats and then get mad at the Republicans for not stopping them. That was our job. We were supposed to stop them, and we're still supposed to stop them. And how much more are we going to take? Are we really going to put those masks back on? Are we really going to silence the children? Are we going, what are we doing? Are we going to subject ourselves to more of those shots?
I'm just worried that, well, like I said last week, and I stand behind that, that you have 25% of the public that doesn't care if they have to wear a scam one way or the other. You have at least 50%, maybe 60% of the public that says they don't like it, but they'll do it because they're too afraid of hurting somebody's fifis when they want to buy a sandwich.
Yeah, they're already calling us inconsiderate and killers again. I'm already seeing that. Oh, you won't wear
even
a mask because you
even though the,
you
those same fake news medias told us how bad and how ineffective the scams were, and now it just gets flipped back on.
The CDC itself was talking about the smoke from the wildfires and saying that you have to stay inside because even wearing a mask will not help. That there's so many microscopic things that can get through the mask. Well, the smoke particles are bigger than a virus. So if the smoke can get through it, a virus certainly can.
Right.
I mean, that's like saying that a T-shirt is going to stop you from getting wet. No, it isn't. If it's raining out and you're wearing a T-shirt, the T-shirt's going to get wet.
Yeah, so if you wear a long-sleeve shirt, that means you won't break your arm.
Yeah, but your body's going to get wet if you're wearing a T-shirt and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Because that piece of cloth isn't going to stop the water any more than it's going to stop a virus. If you can blow smoke through one of those cloth masks, you can blow a virus through it.
Hey, I'm going to bring your friend Joseph in here. My water dish is empty, Joanne. I'm going to go get some water.
Okay. Welcome,
and
Joe.
And Joe, you're on.
Hey, Roseanne. How are everybody? I call you Roseanne.
Hey.
Joanne.
Oh, close
there's,
enough.
There's so much happening. Let's talk about our little Indian guy. Would you like to know about him?
Which one?
I've one that's running for president.
Oh, Ramaswamy. Okay, tell us.
Yes. He brought a company that was failing for a few million dollars, and they were developing a Alzheimer's drug. The name of the company was Exavent Sciences. And so he did an IPO. It failed four times in trials. And he dumped the stock, made $2 billion off of it, and the fifth trial failed, and all his investors were left holding the bag.
How did he get out of it?
He sold it. dumped the stock and ran, took the money and ran.
Wow. Did he have a heads up somewhere to know to dump it?
Well, it was his company. He probably had prior information that the fifth trial was going to fail, and he got out.
Yeah, Joe, I really don't trust him. You know, I like everything he says. You know, I shouldn't. I do like everything he says. He's saying all the right things. But like I told Proof, there's something inside me that's screaming, do not trust this man, that he's a sleeper.
Oh, I totally agree. We
and
saw that.
He never registered as a Republican.
Well, we saw that with Obama saying all the right things, and look what he turned out to be. Gotta trust your gut.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm comparing him to, too, is Obama. You know, this clean kid, smart, flashy, come in out of nowhere. Nobody knows who he is. He's got an exotic name, and he's saying all the right things. He's got a darker persuasion skin, so he can check off some boxes, and he's got a nice smile, and he's just too suave, Rico Suave. He's too Mr. Cool Breeze. There's just, he is likable, and he is smart, and he is saying all the right things. But those are all red flags. He's not making any mistakes. He's absolutely rehearsed.
And his mother did this with him. She's a doctor, and she rearranged the statistics on the drug and remarketed under that new company, and then the company crashed before they got out.
Oh, my.
So he's a snake. I hope that people expose this out.
Yeah, well, he's making all kinds of inroads. Go ahead, Jeff.
Did you see that little boy, Jaden, that got kicked out of school
for
in
the
Colorado?
Gadsden flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell our listeners about that, too. The Gadsden flag is a national recognized flag. It's not a racist flag. It's none of that. It's a Patriots flag. It's a American loving flag. That's not anything that's, some sort of a battle flag. Well, it is, but it's an American flag.
Well, as soon as rights for liberty law groups heard it, they called the school board. They called the head guy, and they said, "We're going to sue you." And they had an emergency meeting, and he can wear his flag now.
Good.
And he came to school today.
That's an opportunity for a history lesson.
Oh yeah, he came to school today, and all these other kids had the flag going too because he's been all over
there. Oh, that's cool. Oh, I like that. That's good news.
He's going to be on old Benny's program tomorrow. They're going to do an interview. He's been all over the air. But that kid's smart, I'm telling you. He stood up for his rights.
We have to stand up.
Mama,
Joe, no one's coming to save us. We got to save ourselves.
Right.
It's getting really ugly out there.
Oh, it's total. Did you see Tucker's interview? He did two this week. He did Victor Orban, which I suggest to go to Tucker's page and see that. He did about an hour-long interview with Victor Orban, the president of Hungary. Excellent interview. Very good. A lot of little things that Orban said about Russia and things concerning the United States. Very good. And then Tucker did Tucker was interviewed today. And it leaked out, and he dropped bombs everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that. He was suggesting that Donald Trump may be assassinated after the impeachments, indictments, and slander campaigns all failed. Colin Rugg posted, he said, "We're speeding towards assassination, obviously, and no one will say that. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. he became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times, and every single time his popularity rose. So they're running out of things other than now they're trying to get him to off the ballot completely and using the 14th Amendment, which was another farce. They're calling it a theory, a novel theory. But I'm very, very scared for Donald Trump right now because I agree with Tucker. I think that they will want to hurt him, and they will do the extremes. There's too much at stake for them to let Donald Trump just walk back into that Oval Office. They're terrified of him. They know once Trump gets in, he's going to clean house.
Yeah. Did you hear about the audio that's coming out in the next 2 months on Biden?
Yeah, but I didn't really understand it. I know something you don't know type of thing. Oh, yeah, there's going to be an audio coming out, and it's going to be a bombshell. Well, what's it about, and what's in it, and what kind of bombshell, and is there any more facts? You know, that
yeah, that's what I say, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't want to just hear, okay, yeah, I'm waiting for some audio to come out and then not know what the audio is about or in reference to. And what happened to the university at North Carolina at Chapel Hill? I saw some graduate student, a Chinese citizen, killed a Chinese professor, and now there's stories going around that they were both working on some bioweapon and they turned on each other,
too.
But that they were both spies.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It'll come out.
Yeah, well, the shooter and the deceased are both working on the same program for the same people, and now they're being looked into as spies, both of them.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, we got another spy. That story just broke about another spy. This person was part of ChinaGate, and she was working at Twitter. Texas Lindsay. Do you mind if I read just a couple of paragraphs here?
Go ahead.
All right, it says, exclusive bombshell, newly uncovered Twitter files email reveals one of the CIA agents featured at the New York Post cover for signing the laptop letter was also in charge of policy enforcement at Twitter and appears to have kept their job a secret from Congress and the public until now. When the New York Post featured the faces of the spies who lied on its cover back in March 22, one agent named Nada Bakos, B-A-K-O-S, immediately went covert and hid her linked profile in hopes of hiding the fact that she worked at Twitter and set her Twitter account to private. So who is Nada Bakos? She's a former CIA agent known for her work targeting terrorists post 9/11, in which she worked under Obama. She was appointed former CIA deputy director. She worked under Mike Morrell. And she's the author of the now infamous letter signed by dozens of former IC officials calling the Biden laptop disinfo. So she was one of the 51 spies that lied. And so she didn't waste any time, despite it being the weekend. She emailed her fellow Intel colleagues at Twitter that morning to alert them that her picture was featured on the cover of the New York Post. So she says, hi, all. I want to make you aware of the New York Post cover that I was featured on related to the October 2020 story about Hunter Biden's emails when he was on the board of the Ukraine gas company Burisma and a letter signed by hundreds of former IC officials. Twitter also banned the New York Post for that story at the time. So given my policy role and currently doing enforcement across CHA-O, I didn't want this to come as a surprise. So even her colleagues didn't know that she was working at Twitter. And she was in charge of policy. So there is spies in everything. You know, when they put her picture up, she freaked out because she's a spook. Anyhow, Jim Jordan sent her a letter asking for information with her involvement with signing the laptop letter. And she hasn't responded to him yet. But she gave all her coworkers at the CIA a heads up that she was featured on the cover. And now her cover has been blown. And she's working at Twitter. And she's making policy on censorship. And she was in charge of getting all that Hunter Biden stuff pulled off of Twitter. Twitter was just a cesspool of spies, huh? No wonder they all freaked out when Elon Musk bought it. It was like a playground over there for them.
Oh, by the way,
I like the fact that he said that he fired 80% of the staff.
Good.
Elon got sued again today by the federal government.
For what now?
For using his company's money to build a house.
It's his company. He's the sole owner. He can do what he wants with his money.
Oh, they're just harassing him.
Lots of people, you know, if he needs to live someplace and he's doing work for his company, the company can shelter him. You know, look, when you work for Marriott and they move you to another location, they put you up in a hotel, and they even help you with moving expenses when you get your own place. They'll hook up the cable and they'll get your utilities turned on and stuff. Companies do that when you work for the company. That's not illegal. Look at Black Lives Matter. They bought mansions. No one sued them.
I think it's hilarious that they're trying to sue Elon Musk now because he won't hire illegals.
Yeah, that too. Isn't it against the law to hire illegals? Isn't that why we
yes.
were supposed to have real ID and all of that?
Yes, but now it's different.
Now it's different. Well, the law hasn't changed, just the attitude has. They're suing him for something that's not illegal. Actually, he would be illegal if he hired the illegals. They told companies, don't hire illegals. You have to have a green card. You have to have real ID. Remember? People go to jail for hiring illegals.
Are they just suing just to get that money out of everybody's hands? And do they not expect to get sued back?
Well, the reason they're suing them now is because they lost their playground.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how many spooks were in there. Look at how much the government was involved in the day-to-day activities and the who could talk and who couldn't over at Twitter. Jack was just a figurehead. He wasn't making the rules over there. And the more spooks they had in there, the less power Jack had over it. And then Elon Musk came in and bought it and fired everybody, and he put the Twitter files out. No wonder they're pissed at him. He took away their playground, their toy. The place was swarming with feds. Every single keystroke was monitored. And then this chick, she's freaked out because her picture was on the front page of the paper. And she was in charge of keeping it off Twitter. And she's still working for Biden, and she was working for Obama, and she was working for the CIA, and she was working at Twitter. She wasn't working at Twitter. She was, she was inserted into Twitter. And I'm sure there's still more of them. But as Elon finds them, hopefully he'll get rid of them. Because, you know, somebody knows his day-to-day stuff. Somebody's looking at his stuff.
Oh, I'm sure there's still spies in there that are watching his every move, and he doesn't know it.
Oh, yeah. I hope he finds out.
And for all we know, it could be that CEO he hired.
It could be.
I still don't trust her. You said she might have had some good qualities, but I don't see it.
Well, I'm figuring, you know, it's like any other job. You do the job. If you are, you know, in charge of censorship, then you censor people. And if you're in charge of not censoring people, then you don't censor them. You work against it, depending on who's paying you. So, yeah, but, I, you know, she's not going to change her ideology. So I'm sure some of that comes into play. But he still controls everything. He oversees her personally to make sure that she's not, you know, stepping out of line. But he couldn't be the CEO of the company because there's other things that they were trying to do to him for being the CEO too. So he had to hire someone. He was acting CEO and they were freaking out on him and trying to sue him and, you know, board of directors and things like that. He couldn't be the one man everything. So he had to hire somebody. And they were going to sue him being the CEO of Tesla and Twitter at the same time. And he said, no, I hired a CEO at Twitter. But they were trying to get to him through Tesla. And now they're trying to screw with him with SpaceX and Starlink and everything else. They're mad at him. It's getting ugly, Proof. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. And I'm getting more and more disheartened every day. Now, Trump told us don't despair. He posted a video earlier today. He said don't despair, and he's coming back. Everything's going to be all right. But I'm still very concerned. And God forbid if something happens to that man, this country will light up.
And the thing is that there's no backup. If Trump is gone, there's nobody that's electable, in my opinion.
Me, I agree with you. We need Trump. He's the only man on the planet that can help us.
And if we get Gruesome, I'm just worried that Gruesome will get drunk on power and we'll have the great American dictator like Stalin, Lenin, or Pol Pot.
That's the thing, Proof. We already have that. His name is Obama. And Valerie
no,
Jarrett
I get that, but this
yeah,
is going to be more pronounced.
The show.
It's just more pronounced.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he'll put his face on it. Obama's still doing it behind the scenes, but yeah,
yes.
Newsom he'll be the face of it. He'll be King Newsom. He's already drunk with power, and he only runs a state. Can you imagine if they ever put him in charge of the whole country?
I just can't believe people would vote for him when he runs the state with the most amount of people that are leaving the state in droves.
They don't care about
people
that.
People can't wait to get away from him, but they're going to vote for him.
They don't. I don't think they care about that. I think they think they have this election sewed up. I think they're getting a little nervous because people are paying closer attention. That's why they're bringing back the face masks and the lockdowns and all of that.
To keep us busy.
Anybody who's listening, don't you dare comply. If you complied before and you didn't know that it was all a scam, you can be forgiven. But if you comply this time, you're putting this whole country at risk. Don't do it.
And that's the thing. I think at least 3/4 of the American public will comply.
No, compliance is not an option. Even Donald Trump told you don't comply. Do not comply. I saw a meme, and it showed these people talking to each other, and this woman said, oh, I comply because I want it to end. And the other woman said, it's never going to end because you comply. The
right.
more you comply, the more they're going to bring down on you. They're going to say, well, you complied with this. Let's see what else we can make you do.
Right. Oh, we were dangerously close to having goggles mandated.
Yeah. Yeah, they told us the COVID can get through your eyes and your ears.
Yeah.
What are they going to make us
so
wear earmuffs?
Everybody would have
too?
To wear earmuffs and goggles.
Yeah, I remember when Fauci was saying that. That little demon. He fell off the planet. The hell happened to him? He
oh,
fell way off the radar.
That's because he's waiting for his lawsuit with Rand Paul. By the way, I'm going to open another mic here. Bianchi wants to say hi.
Okay. Come on in, Bianchi.
Hey, you see where Kamala was over in China?
What was she doing over there?
You know, Boeing. Boeing selling planes to China, and a lot of it is being assembled in China, the passenger planes, commercial planes.
Uh-huh.
And I think Kamala went over and looked at one operation, and she said that there should be more of these arrangements where China assembles the plane there in China that's sold from Boeing, an American business.
We have lost so many American businesses already. She wants to hand them another one.
Well, you're exactly right.
Well, what's the matter, Americans don't know how to put planes together? They've been putting planes together since the Wright brothers.
That's what she's leveraging to. You're absolutely right.
Wow.
And then, too, you know, this shooting they had at the Dollar General in Jacksonville, Florida,
mm-hmm.
where you had activists and others blame DeSantis for it. And they calling it racist and so on and white supremacy and all of it. But let me ask you this, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in the news media when this black man in Georgia shot and killed four whites on his block?
No, they ain't going to tell us that because it doesn't fit the narrative.
This
Joe Biden told us the most dangerous thing to black people.
Month.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden told us the most dangerous thing to black people is white supremacists. He's the white supremacist that he's warning everybody about. Him and his
ilk.
Well,
you have to ask, why come the news is not beating up on this story? It just happened within about, 3 weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
And I can't think of the name of the town. In Georgia, of all places.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember he hated white people and he killed off white people. But, yeah, that just made like a one-line news blip and that was it. You know, racism sucks. And it's so passe, and there's no future in it on any side, whether it's blacks hating whites and whites hating blacks or Spanish hating the Chinese or whoever's hating, none of us are going anywhere. It's absolutely futile. It's stupid.
Well, you know,
and we need each other.
Of the people. Yeah, it's not. We know that those feelings exist. But the thing is that the news don't report it like they do if it was a white police officer shooting a black male.
They're not going to report it. We got to stop expecting them to. The news media is just a bunch of clowns. They say whatever they're told to say. They're controlled. We are the free press, you and Joe and Proof and me and the people that are talking among ourselves. See, that's what they don't want us to do because we are not each other's enemy.
It's the same way with Obama's chef. With all the evidence is showing that something happened, the man didn't have his clothes on, and then you have his mother, his black mother, want to know what happened. She wants answers. Well, if it was a police shooting, it would be press conferences, it would be marching, it would be looting, burning down buildings. So where is all this? Where's the news?
Right. If you know, the guy is in not very deep water. He could swim. There's video of him swimming. He didn't have any clothes on. They said there was another person with him. And first they said it was a woman, but now they've retracted that. They said that Obama wasn't home. And then they said he was home. And the morning, like a couple hours after they found the guy's body, Obama's two girls hopped on a plane and hightailed it out of there. So who was with him?
Well, I'm saying.
And why couldn't he swim in 8 feet of water? The guy was over 6 feet tall.
I'm saying,
all he had to do was touch bottom and shoot himself up. He did or float. He didn't.
I'm saying he was having a relationship with Michelle myself.
I thought Barry Satoro was out there in the boat with him.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard Obama himself was paddle boarding with him. But, you know, who knows if he was having a thing with Michelle or one of the girls.
Or Barry.
Obama himself.
Those two could have had something.
Yeah, but then Obama shows up with Band-Aids on his hand and a china. And there was your defensive wounds on that guy, too. So he had bruises and stuff. That boy was in a fight. And he's dead, so we're never going to know. But they said that the water was shallow, so even if it was 8 feet deep, the guy was over 6 feet tall. So 8 feet of water, if you sink to the bottom, you push yourself up with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have far to go. You got a foot and a half to push yourself. And you can breathe. And even if you sink again, you push yourself up again. It's like falling into the deep end of the pool. Even if you can't swim, you could get out of there if it's not that deep. If you're 6'4", and the pool is 8 feet deep, there's a possibility you could survive even a non-swimmer, as long as you don't panic. But they said that this guy had bruises on him and stuff. They also said that he was writing a book, a cookbook, but he had some personal quips and some personal things in there, too, and some of it wasn't flattering to the Obamas. You know, did they kill him because he knew too much? And are they going to run Michelle and they can't have any loose ends? Was he a loose end? You know, sure as hell, Biden's freezing up. He's talking crazy. He's losing his mind. He did it again. Didn't know where he was, what bus stop he's at. McConnell did it, too. McConnell froze up again today. But I don't know. Those Obamas are some shady characters, too. And they're still running the show, the same people. Even John Podesta made an appearance recent, not that long ago, last week. Now, when he comes out, that's a message. Even if he just comes out to say it's sunny out, seeing his face means something. So, you know, it's like Biden talking about the weather. Doesn't matter what he's talking about. Just his presence there is the message. Yeah, I'm sure he was talking about the weather. He isn't smart enough for that. Yeah, the coast is clear.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand why come there's not an outcry from what Kamala Harris said, the statement she's making.
We should be flipping
that
out.
There is going to be.
The only reason I even get on planes is because my sister-in-law helped build them. My sister-in-law is a welder, and she builds planes for a major airplane building company. So that's the only reason I even get on a plane is because I know she was welding it. I know it's done right. Now we're going to send them to China. So how many more? And these unions, why would they even support these candidates, Kamala Harris, if she's willing to send their jobs
no
over to China?
Yeah, they
those Boeing jobs are good union
here.
Jobs.
Yeah, they showed the inside of the plane. The seats are small, so they're not for Americans, I can tell you that now.
Yeah, they're trying to cram as many people as they can on the planes now. But, yeah, those seats are tiny, and they're not for Americans. They're for a smaller built population. But why would we send our manufacturing to China? Aren't we supposed to be trying to get it back from China? And we're wasting money. Proof posted a thing the other day about a can of peaches or a little container of peaches. They were grown one place. They were shipped to another place to be cut and cooked. Then they were shipped to another place to be packaged. Then they were shipped back to the original place to be sold. So they've made a tour around the world before they ever went to market. That isn't really good for climate change or the carbon emissions or any of that. You know, how did it get from point A to B to C to D and then back to E? You know, that takes energy. That takes fuel, whether it was flown or shipped on a boat. Somehow it made it across continents and back. But still, you know, we take chickens and we send them to China to get plucked. And then they send them back to us plucked. Why don't we just pluck them here? I know we can pluck chickens here. That doesn't make much sense either. And then shipping out high-paying union jobs for an airline building company? And shouldn't the unions be flipping out about that? A lot of good your union's doing if they're going to let you do that. And they aren't even going to complain about that. Why bother being in the union?
Well, as long as you keep voting Democrat, you'll keep voting your jobs out.
Yeah. And the Democrats and the unions give all this money to the Democrats. And then they turn around and screw them like that. So that's a racket, too. You know, there's always been mafia control. Once the mafia got into that, to the union business, it's been that way since. But now they got this unholy alliance with the government. They used to fight the man for better wages and better working conditions. Now they're hand in hand with the man. And they're greasing the politicians, and the politicians are allegedly greasing them, but the only one that gets greased in the union is the bosses. These guys are losing their jobs left and right. Everybody from the steel workers to the oil rig workers to now Boeing workers. Those are all union jobs. A lot of good the union is now. It's on them, too. Who needs them? They used to be good, but obviously not anymore if they're going to let this type of stuff happen. And where is everybody? How come everybody isn't flipping out like us? Everybody's so calm and peaceful. All this stuff is going on around us, and all they want to talk about is, oh, Trump's bad, Trump's bad, Trump's bad. The economy's in the toilet. The FDA just come out and said that the food prices are still going to increase. They're expected to grow more slowly in 23 than in 22, but still at above historical average rates, the USDA said in its analysis. They said in 23, food prices are predicted to increase 5.9%. with a prediction interval of 5.3 to 6.5% food at home prices. Yeah, so they told us things went up 7%. They went up 107%. Things have more than doubled. And we're going to ship out more jobs and how come everybody isn't losing their minds?
Because it doesn't hurt enough yet.
And they should go to New York.
Why?
Well, the people up there in Staten Island, they have had it. The Bronx people have had it.
What are they
doing?
They're ready to
mutiny up there for bringing all these illegals. They pay them $10,000. They give them free food, free education, free health care. And you got the veterans and the homeless on the streets dying, and the people of New York have had enough.
Well, they can't have too much though. They're starting to force scams out there. Everybody's gone back to wearing scams.
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to scare the stuffing out of them. They're going to scare the rebellion right out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to postpone your rebellion because there's a new variant and you're all killers if you don't put the mask on and get locked down and stay home. And you can have BLM riots, but you can't have any Patriot gatherings.
And you all have to be like Jamar and get your 80th booster.
People, do not comply. You already know. If you didn't know before, you know now. There is no excuse for complying. You know the masks don't work, and you know these vaccines, these gene therapies, are dangerous, and they don't work. They sold you a bill of goods. They told you you weren't going to get sick. Then they said, well, you'll probably get sick, but you won't spread it. Well, maybe that wasn't true. You'll probably get sick and you'll spread it. But if you didn't get your shot, it would have been worse. How do you know that?
Well, because the doctor didn't get a few hundred dollars for it. That's why it's
worse.
And
they said they needed that emergency use authorization because the vaccine was the only thing that worked on this. And then they knew all along that ivermectin and hydrochloroquine worked. However, if there was an alternative remedy, they were not eligible for the emergency use authorization. So they banned people from using actual things that would work, the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine. They worked. But you weren't supposed to know that because of that emergency use authorization. That made billions of dollars for the drug companies, for the politicians. Everybody got a piece of that except you and me. The only thing that the people got was sick. They got heart problems.
They also
got killed or sick. And now, if you don't get these boosters, you have no immune system. Because they've killed your immune system, and they screwed up your hearts, and they cause blood clots and fibrous things growing in your veins. You got young people, 18 years old, dropping dead on football fields. They should be at the peak of their health on that football field. Not dropping dead. LeBron James's kid. And they said it was a congenital heart defect. Baloney. How many physicals has that kid had all his life? And they didn't find a congenital heart defect. Then he gets vaccinated all of a sudden because for college, and all of a sudden he's got a heart defect now.
And another kid on the same team got the same thing at the same time.
And people's immune systems are so bad now that everything is killing them. Things that wouldn't have killed them before is now killing them.
Yeah, LeBron was calling Trump all sorts of names, bums and everything else, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's unbelievable. You know, the people, when you didn't know, okay, you had an excuse, but now you know. So there is no excuse. I have no mercy for anyone now. If you put a mask on your face, you just look ridiculous at this point. And if you get those stupid shots, God have mercy on you. I'm certainly not gonna. You knew better. You all know better now. Even
there
a guy who can't
new...
even talk is trying to tell you.
Hey, there was a new study that came out on the mask today. They says it causes cancers and seizures.
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah, and those are the N95s for prolonged use. Because those are not meant to be worn 12 to 15 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Even on the box, it says that they're supposed to fit secure. They only offer so much protection, and they shouldn't be used for more than 20 minutes at a time. And if you touch it, you have to change it. You shouldn't wear it for more than 20, and that's if you're in a sterile procedure in an operating room. There's no reason that just lay people should be walking around with N95 masks. And you're killing off your own immune system by not letting it do, what it's supposed to do. There's germs and bacteria and fungus and all kinds of microbes that are on our bodies all day, every day, and our immune system fights them. That's why people with cancer who have no immune system because of the chemotherapy, they get these infections like aspergillus. Aspergillus is a fungus that's in between bricks. There's construction sites everywhere. But if you have no immune system, it's going to kill you. But people with an immune system, it wouldn't affect you. It's on you all day, every day. It's in the mud. It's in the bricks. It's in the stones. And that's just one item that I'm mentioning. You have no idea the things that your immune system fights every day. And it's because of exposure to it. Because you're exposed to it, your body builds up a resistance to it to keep you alive. Your body does that to self-protect. So if you don't let it get germs on you, you're not going to be able to fight germs when you do get germs on you. Or you're going to get sicker. These masks are not helping anyone.
That's why we call them scams.
Yes, they are scams. You know, even in an operating room, it's not guaranteed.
Did you see that they stopped accepting reports in the VAERS system now?
Why, they got too many, right?
Right. The truth is coming out. And the estimate, there's about one maybe in 10 that only get there's like 9 out of 10 that does not make it into the system, and now they completely cut it off.
So they don't even, they're not even keeping track of the vaccine injuries anymore.
No, too many.
Wow. There is too many. They forced that on so many people. They should all be in jail for war crimes, crimes against humanity. That was a biological weapon, and it killed a lot of people, and it's still killing people. Some of them died instantly. A lot of them are dying slowly. We need God, and we need Trump. We absolutely need Trump back. And, you know, we shouldn't even trust Trump to the umpteenth degree. But we got to trust somebody. I just don't understand why we're not all marching in the streets right now. Why we're not just pulling them out of their offices and sending them home. And they got a load of nerve. They're on vacation until the next week, right?
Is it?
And when they come back, they got some stupid agenda they're going to do. What about everything else that's going on? All they want to do is go after Trump. That's all they want to talk about is how they're going after Trump. And the rest of it, just shut your mouth and go along with it. They want to starve you. They want to freeze you to death. They want to impoverish you. They want total control over every aspect of our lives. They want to control our children. They want to pervert our children. You know, I mean, they teach these kids. They got a special room set aside for kindergartners so that they can explore masturbation. If my kid is masturbating in school, I'm coming down that school. And I will tip the place over. Then when these little kids go out to play, of course they're going to be molesting each other. They learned it all day in school. We're just setting ourselves up, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And everybody thinks that they're alone. You're not alone. We all feel the same way. We just need a leader. And when that leader shows up, the chips will hit the fan. And then they even scare us with that January 6th stuff. Like that was some sort of a real insurrection. They don't know what a real insurrection is then. Because that certainly wasn't. But should the time come when there is real insurrection, you'll be able to tell the difference, I'm sure. You know, it's getting to the point where we're running out of options. You know, elections aren't working. Talking to them isn't working. Talking to each other isn't working. So what's next? And I hear people say, oh, yeah, what are you talking about, a civil war? No, I'm not, because we are not each other's enemy. We're talking revolution here. The left thinks they're already in one. The right just hasn't caught on yet. The left has been in a revolution since 1913. But they think that they are very, very close, and they are. We had a coup. They did overthrow us. That's what Biden's doing there. And Biden's not even working as the president. He's taking orders from other people. And he'll tell you, oh, I shouldn't say that because I'm going to get in trouble. You're the president of the United States. Who are you going to get in trouble with?
Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, Charles Schwab and G-Globalist.
Yeah. You like my characters, don't you?
Oh, I love your characters. I love their names.
G-Globalist.
Yep. Going to be in trouble with Biden's in trouble with G-Globalist. But they have just taken to propping him up on a beach and telling him smile for the pictures if he could stay awake that long. They're not even pretending he's working anymore.
Well, they're trying to get to a finish line so they could drop off Kamala Harris to be president for 3 or 4 months. But this way they could say that they did it, and then Kamala will be out of everybody's hair.
Yeah, and she'll be the first female president, and, you know, please. What difference does it make if they're male or female? Can you do the job? You know, I'm sick of the first this and the first that, too.
Well, they want Michael Robinson Obama to be the first tranny to be in the White House.
You know, if she's really a tranny, that would explain an awful lot. I'm not saying she is, because I really don't know, you know.
I don't know either.
Is,
I just know he's
isn't.
A nice lady. That's all I know.
Yeah. But what if she really is trans? That would explain this whole assault, this trans assault that's been foisted on us. Because we were supposed to accept that blindly and welcome all, you know, be all welcoming. And, you know, it turned into a fad. Everybody's going to be trans now because it's a fad. But I think when it backfired so hugely, that might have put a damper on the plans to run her. Because eventually, if she is, somebody's going to find out. Someone's going to say something. I mean, she wasn't just born. She's known people all her life. She has parents and cousins, and I'm sure there's somebody along the line that would speak up. You know, that's not a secret you can really keep forever if you're president of the United States or if you're running for president. If there's dirt out there, they'll find it. And if you're living a double life, they're going to find it. And even if she's not a trans, she's not qualified to be president. She was a lawyer, and she lost her law license. She wasn't even a very good lawyer or a very big-time lawyer. She did go to Harvard, but that still doesn't qualify you to be president. She never run a business. She's never, you know, even signed a paycheck. Someone else's, you know, hired someone other than maids and butlers. What qualifies her to be president? She doesn't have the qualifications.
Not everybody could be a nice lady, though.
True. Well, I'm heard she got a temper. But Valerie Jarrett likes her. Otherwise, she'd have been long gone. And they put her and Obama together for a reason. And they're still running the show. She doesn't have to be president. They're already president.
That
didn't have to actually be elected. To... Say
Valerie
it again, Bianca.
Valerie introduced those two. Valerie Garrett introduced those two.
Yeah,
but
she's
you
both
know, another thing, too. Back in the, I don't know what year it was. It was back in, it might have been back in the late 60s. And they had a auditory session out in California at one of the universities. And I had the book and I was reading it. And it was a protest by blacks because they wanted to have black history and wanted to have black professors teach it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the auditorium session, you had some notables, and one being Henry Louis Gates. But one of them mentions that Harvard, it was either Harvard or Yale, I think it was Harvard, said that we're going to help to nurture future black leaders. And they talked about Henry Louis Gates, which he hasn't came out to be no leader of anybody. But these plans have been going on for a long, long time. And now, all of a sudden, you see them coming to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Bianchi, it's like they come out of some commie farm. So, yeah, I believe that. Gates is a very big player. He was involved with that police thing in Cambridge. He was climbing, you know, through the window of his house or something, and he got stopped by a cop and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I live here." Turned it into a big racial thing. I don't care who you see climbing in the window. You ask them what they're doing. You know, most people use the door, use a key. So once he proved that he lived there, it was his house, that was the end of it, or so the cop thought. And then remember they had that beer summit? Yeah, that was all Gates causing his trouble for no reason. Actually,
yeah,
that was the beginning.
Barack and Gates had a beer summit.
Yeah. Yep.
And now, Brandon's talking about banning alcohol, actually, in his second term.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to prohibition. I heard that. Yeah, you can only have wine. What are they going to do about hard alcohol and stuff?
No, you can have two.
You can have two glasses of wine, but... Oh, you can have... Can you have two shots of, like, Jack?
A week.
A week. So it's kind of prohibition. And how are they going to monitor this? And are we going to have
the
underground...
Of course.
Yeah, well, we're going to have bootlegging again. You know, cash only. So they can't track it on your card. That's ridiculous. Prohibition doesn't work. Yeah, let's try that with fentanyl. Start there, see how that goes. Jerks. We're going back to prohibition now. Alcohol is already a federally controlled substance. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
But you know what's going to be hilarious,
well,
though, is that if they still have Democrat-run cities in 2029, and these people that live in those 14 cities will still have no idea that their city is banning meat and dairy and new clothes and airplane flights and stuff.
What do you mean they'll have no idea? You don't think they'll notice that?
Not until it's time. Everybody can tell them, and they'll say, "No, that's just a conspiracy theory. You're just a Trump supporter."
Right. Yeah, everything's a conspiracy theory. Go ahead.
Well, what's going to happen is that when you go to purchase something on your digital card, your medical history and doctor recommendations is going to be on it. So if you go and buy a pizza and have extra cheese and so forth, it's going to come up that the doctor recommended that you do not have this, so you're going to have to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay a surtax.
Yep.
And it's going to work that way with other things, too.
No, but they're just straight up banning it.
Yeah, but he's right. If with those digital cards, actually in France, people are refusing to use their cards now. They're paying cash for everything.
Yes.
They don't want the cards, and we should be doing that too, because Bianchi's right. All right, say you wanted to buy sugar, but you're diabetic, and then on your card it shows that you purchased sugar, even if it was for a recipe for someone else. You're making a cake for someone. If you bought that sugar and you're a diabetic, now your insurance company's going to know. And you're going to be charged more for your health insurance because you're a diabetic and you bought sugar. And they're going to know about it. Every purchase will be recorded. And everything will be monitored. If you buy a pack of cigarettes with your card, your insurance is going to go up. If you buy alcohol with your card, your insurance is going to go up. If you can even get alcohol, you know, that you might not even be able to access alcohol. Well, I'm Italian. I learned how to make wine, so I can help you guys. I don't even drink.
Yeah,
but
I don't drink anyway at all, period. I could be talked into the prohibition ticket, but that's not what we as America are about. Prohibition failed the first time.
Yeah, well, you know, just because I'm not a drinker, I'm a coffee head, but that doesn't mean I would stop anybody else from drinking, or
exactly.
I use booze in recipes a lot. So, you know, even making a rum cake. How are you going to make rum cake? The imitation extracts just do not taste the same. You got to use real rum in the cakes. But yeah, how are you going to do that? And who are these people anyhow that think they have the authority to do this?
We give it to them.
We got to stop that. They work for us. They treat us like we're their livestock. We're their boss.
Well, but for the most part, if you got 75% of the public wearing scams, then I can't say that they're wrong.
I know. I can't believe how easily that worked. That was just too easy. Why wouldn't they do it again?
You go to all these major cities, and you have all these people wearing scams again.
It's sad. It's sad that people would fall for it a second time.
Well, this is a third time, actually.
Or even a third time. Shame on everyone. And then I saw somebody say today that, yeah, you have no respect for your fellow man and you want to get everybody sick. You wear the mask or you're a killer. Didn't they call us granny killers before?
Yeah.
And then they let those little old grannies die all by themselves in those nursing homes. They purposely put sick people in the nursing home. And then they wouldn't let the families take their old ladies and old gents out of there. They wouldn't let them in to visit. Those people died alone and scared. And their family couldn't get into them. And then you couldn't even have a funeral for them. Those people died alone, without their loved ones. You know, you'd think leaving this world, your family's around and, you know, they're trying to make you comfortable and they're loving all over you. And to not have that, you know, what a horrible way to end. Couldn't even get a visitor. Nothing would stop me from getting to my mother. I would have her moved out of there. I would physically, my mother, of course, my mother's an escape risk. She would have left herself on her own volition. But could they do that? If you had COVID, would you even be allowed to leave the hospital without getting arrested?
That's a good question.
I wondered about that, if people could just leave AMA. I don't know anybody who did. But the trick to COVID is treat the symptoms. You know, don't start getting shots and gene therapies and stuff. Get some DayQuil. You know, treat the cough, treat the headache and the sniffles, and let your immune system do the rest. And ivermectin and hydrochloroquine work.
And it's impossible to overdose on vitamin C.
That's true. You need high doses of vitamin C. You need zinc. You need magnesium.
You can overdose on vitamin D, but you can't overdose on C.
Yeah, your body will only use what it needs, and it will expel the rest. I didn't know you could overdose on vitamin D, though. I know you can overdose on vitamins. I didn't know which ones.
It takes a while to overdose on D. A long time.
Yeah, well, I think like 6,000 milligrams is a daily dose.
You mean, you're talking about if you take 60,000 milligrams on a regular basis for like a month straight, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. 6,000 is a recommended daily dose.
Yeah, and well, the thing is that in the winter, you could theoretically, if you're indoors, you could, because I take 10,000 if I don't think I'm going outside and it's cold. You could take 15,000 and get away with it, but you don't want to do more than that on a regular basis.
No.
The 15,000 is only if you think you're getting sick, and that's just temporary.
Yeah. But, you know, there's other things, too, quinine, cinchona, that can help you with symptoms. But it's the symptoms that usually what causes the most discomfort, and it causes your heart to weaken and your body to weaken. But if you treat the symptoms, you know, you stay ahead of the pain and inflammation and keep an eye on that cough. You know, and these variants, they all started from the original. It's not a whole new disease. It's not a whole new virus. It's just
a
variant.
Hey, Joanne.
Yeah.
They have not. They found that Omicron does not have a family root into the original Alpha strain. It was created somewhere, someplace.
Well, if it doesn't have a root to the original, then it's a whole new bioweapon.
That's what they're thinking.
And they've unleashed another one on us.
Yeah, I have over a couple thousand articles stored away. I've been studying this very hard for 2.5 years, and that's one of the things that cannot determine where Omicron came from. It doesn't fit the original strain.
Yeah, well, maybe they should look at that Chinese lab they found in California, or one up in New York, or there was another one up in Massachusetts. I think they found one down here in Florida, too. But everywhere that they had a major outbreak, like clusters, like in New York, they had a major cluster. And then you come to find out that they got some shady bio lab there. And then out in Los Angeles, remember, there was a lot of people got sick in a cluster. And then we saw that lab that they found that there was a hose sticking out of a building. The cop looked at it and said that didn't belong there. Turned out to be a lab that they were working on viruses in. And it looked like a warehouse. So they're everywhere. But that's where, you know, if you were going to release it, you'd do it on the public transportation, or you'd do it in a crowded place. And place like New York or Atlanta with the transportation hubs, those would be a good place to release them.
Do you have that brick paper?
People are sick. Can you imagine wanting to kill off that many people? Like,
can you imagine someone like Bill Gates who dreams of how to use mosquitoes?
Yeah. Why? What causes that? What about their personality makes them want to eliminate people. Just kill them off. It doesn't even matter how. Doesn't care if they are coughing or if they have a heart attack. They don't care. Don't care if they die alone or if they can't even have functions or a funeral, things like that. They just don't care. What type of person is that so far removed from humanity that they could willfully kill off people? I don't know.
Well, whoever decided what was going to happen in Hawaii, I don't know what would make someone want to do that.
Right? And just not even flinch, not have a pang of guilt. Those people were incinerated, those babies. If they were killed, it was a horrible death.
We still want to know how it is that those cars can melt into the pavement. Because that's not something a traditional fire could do.
It had to be a very hot fire. I mean, a car will burn out in a shell, but it's not going to melt down into a puddle.
Right.
Unless you got a really hot fire.
Yeah, but those type of fires would not come from what they're trying to say it was.
Yeah, those wouldn't be a wood-based fire. Those would have to be like acetylene or a laser or something.
Yes.
Yeah, to incinerate things. You know, there's a difference between burning them and incinerating them. There's a different level of fire. But just, and how come so much stuff was spared and so much stuff wasn't? Why was it so selective like that? Something bad happened. And I'm suspicious of everything now. I'm not a conspiracy theorist because it's only a theory until it's proven fact. Now it's conspiracy fact. And a conspiracy involves a couple of people, two or more people. So, yeah, it's definitely a conspiracy. One person didn't pull all this off. They had to have help. But, again, what's in it? Money? How much money? You know, what's the selling price for killing off a bunch of your fellow countrymen? Children, old ladies. You know, what's
just
it worth?
So you can get their land from them?
And it's not even, they're not going to get the land. Someone else is going to get the land. The people who started that fire, they're not going to get the land.
The
grabbers who come
in
afterwards are
going to
get the land.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if you started that fire and then the politician comes in and takes the land, what'd you get? Nothing. You got to go straight to hell for murdering all those people. Who plots that many deaths? Like Bill Gates. He knows that he's killing people with his ideas and his money and his philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Yeah, it's philanthropy that kills people.
Yes.
You know, and what was the reason for releasing malaria and the mosquitoes? For your new vaccine? To make money? So it's all about the money. It's not about philanthropy at all, is it? It's not about care for humanity. It's about the money and the power that the money brings. Because if you cared, you wouldn't do it. If this was all about to save humanity, you wouldn't do it. None of that's going to save humanity. COVID's not going to save humanity. Malaria's not going to save humanity. Going to destroy it.
Isn't that sad instead of doing this, all they have to do is plant trees and create more oxygen and that would in turn bring more food and everybody could live, but instead they have to focus on death.
Yeah, they focus on death, and they focus on controlling people that want to live. And they'll do everything from starve them to burn them. When, you know, we could feed the world and lower the carbon. All that money that Bill Gates has, he can afford to feed whole countries cheaply, too. Just do it on a farm. You know, renewables.
Well, he has all that farmland. He could grow stuff just off his own farms.
Right. And make enough money to sustain the farm and feed the world. So he wouldn't even have to put out a dollar. He'd have to put the out front money up, but he would get it back. You know, it just, he could have very low prices. He could sustain his farms, and he could feed the world. But instead, he wants to starve the world, and he wants to make the world sick. And he wants to be like a mad scientist. He's not a scientist. But he wants to develop viruses and diseases and fake things. And.
But the government lets him get away with it for some reason.
Because he's getting off the money. You know, of course he's going to get away with it. All he's going to do is pay off the politicians. And they'll let him do whatever the hell he wants. And to hell with the rest of us. Oh, you have Bill Gates and you got billions of dollars and you want to give me $1 million to keep my mouth shut? And I'm a politician. Yeah, I'll make it so that, you know, you don't have to go to code enforcement. Here's your farm. Yeah, go ahead. Release 20,000 mosquitoes with malaria. Into a state. They think the mosquitoes are going to stay in Florida? The mosquitoes in Florida are halfway to South Carolina right now. They just got picked up on a breeze.
Well, they can also go to Cuba or Puerto Rico.
They could. They could, but the way the wind was blowing, if there was one of those malaria mosquitoes in Sarasota, probably halfway to Virginia right now. A little mosquito isn't going to fight 65-mile-an-hour winds.
No.
And those winds just took all the bugs from Florida and pushed them up north and then just pushed them across the state and now pushed them out to Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina.
Maybe they'll make it to Washington, D.C. with the other bugs.
Well, that's where that hurricane is going, all the way up to D.C. So anything it picked up along the way, you can deposit it there. You know, they don't remember these things. You know, those little mosquitoes, they're just going to go for a ride on the breeze. I noticed today there was no bugs out this evening. Because they all got blown away.
So I want to show you a video here while we have a break in the action.
Okay.
J.P. Sears put out a video today that if you thought pronouns were bad, you have to see this.
Okay.
So I want to show you this. So I'm going to play it.
Okay, I don't
have
it in my
head. A lot of you asked what noun self was, so let's talk about it.
Can't wait! Self-identifying with pronouns certainly isn't enough for me, so I'm excited to learn about noun self. Welcome back to the JP Reacts channel, my beautiful freedom-loving friend, where we like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants, shine the light of awareness on woke absurdities, and there's many, and highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. We're living in a time where, as you know, there's people propagandizing the idea that you should derive your self-identity from aspects of sentence structure. Obviously, pronouns are just that. It's been the primary way of trying to get people to get their sense of self. If you self-identify with something that you're not, it is inherently disempowering. Fact check me on that. It's true. If you self-identify with who you actually are, Now that's empowering, and I want to create a distinction. Identifying with who you are, it's very different than identifying with who you think you are, because you can easily think that you're something you're not, and therefore you'd be self-identifying with something that you're not. You're just tricking yourself with that. So I would dare say, with all the great spiritual traditions, religious traditions, certainly Scientology, it's just a universal principle. Knowing thyself and identifying as yourself, it's inherently very empowering for people. But we're living in a time where some would say globalists want people disempowered. They're easier to control if they're not empowered. So what if? What if we can get people to think they're something they're not? They'll be inherently disconnected from their own power. That's great. Yeah, I'm not on board with that agenda. Therefore, I like to call out the BS manipulative, corrupt ideologies that are designed to get people ultimately disempowered. Pronouns are just that. Like, to think that the entirety of your being, the miracle that you are, is to be found through identifying with an aspect of sentence structure, pronouns. It's laughable. It really is. It couldn't be worse. And now, the plot thickens. We just saw a quick preview, the short video we're going to watch, where I assume a scholar, she, maybe, is now advocating also identify with nouns. Not just pronouns, but nouns. Another aspect of sentence structure. It's cool. Now, I think this is kind of funny. Like, one, it's hilarious, because how can you not laugh at it? The absurdity is just so off the charts. Yes, it's inherently disempowering. Some people are consenting to it and diminishing the beauty and magnitude of their miraculous being. So it's hilarious, because, like, yeah, bad stuff is happening, but it's so absurd, it's funny. But here's another thing I think is funny about it. I've been making jokes, and I mean, probably at least a year ago, in videos I started making jokes about, like, hey, identifying with pronouns, that's cool, but let's also identify with nouns. Like, you can be a person, place, or thing. Like, let yourself just think you're a noun as well. And in Babylon B fashion, that unfortunately became a prophecy. So, noun self, it's a thing. Let's learn about it, ladies and gentlemen. And as we do, this comes from the Twitter account Clown World.
I spoke about emoji self recently, and a lot of you asked what noun self was, so let's talk about it.
All the followers that look up to this teacher were asking about it. It's cool.
Noun self is a form of neo-pronoun, right?
Neo-pronoun, great. Did we just make up a word there?
Individual will use a noun to replace a pronoun.
Great, because sentence structure and grammar has a distinction of nouns and pronouns. We're not even talking about thinking you are those aspects of sentence structure, but grammar has nouns and pronouns. And now we can just, like, substitute nouns and pronouns for each other, which, if we didn't know any better, we'd think we are obliterating language. And language helps convey meaning, perspective, and truth. So if we obliterate the vehicle that conveys meaning, perspective, and truth, that I would dare say we're obliterating meaning, perspective, and truth. But hey, I'm just over here accidentally thinking.
So instead of using he, him, she, they, he, she, they will use a noun in place of that.
I like that. I like that. My truth, I've been feeling very place-ish. I feel like Italy. I am Italy. Italy is my noun self, so please address me as Italy. But please know, that's not my name. I am that place. Because that's what a noun is, person, place, or thing. It conveys, this is a place. So I want you to know, I am a place. I am Italy.
Now, what noun can they use? Well, to be honest, it's really up to the individual, kind of like emoji self.
Oh, that's cool. When you don't have any basis in truth, it's like, you just make up your own rules as you go along. I like that. It's inclusive to everything.
Some people may choose a noun that better reflects their gender identity. They may use nouns that all have a similar theme. Or they may just use a noun that they really like and enjoy the sound of, or the word.
I like that. Like, I am what I enjoy the sound of. That's great. And I demand that you identify me as such. Violin. Violin Italy self is my pronouns now. Are my pronouns. I just screwed up grammar, and she's teaching you to screw up grammar. I accidentally did it. So, violin Italy self. Wow, I just like the sound of that. Like, that feels true because I like it. It feels like it's me because I like it. And in fact, I think I'll just go a step further into empowerment by saying, like, yeah, anything I like the sound of, I will think that I am that thing. And I can be a thing because nouns, person, place, or thing, I can be a thing. I don't have to be a person. It's going to sound.
It's really up to the individual, and they can use as many nouns as they want. They can use multiple nouns.
I'm like 745 different things. Good luck keeping up with my self-identity. It's ever-changing.
Just like you might use multiple pronouns, or they may use just two pronouns to identify with or to be referred to. In that previous clip, I didn't mean two pronouns. I meant two words in place of two pronouns.
Now it makes sense, because what she said before obviously didn't make sense, but with this clarification, all the nonsense is ironed out pretty well.
Instead of he, him, they may use bug and bug self.
Bug and bug self.
So as I just said, bug is the example that I will use. So if I was talking about my friend who used bug and bug self.
Friend who thinks they're a bug. Cool. Sounds like a good friend. Klaus Schwab might be looking for your friend to be a food source for the people he controls. So watch out for Bug's self.
Pronouns. I would say, oh, me and Bug are going to go head out for some pizza. Bug really wants to get pineapple and pizza. I don't really like pineapple and pizza, but it's Bug's favorite. And that's an example of how you would use noun self.
That actually does make sense because bugs are typically attracted to fruit. Pineapple is fruit, if we can still identify it as such. But the question I have on this, a friend bug who wants pineapple pizza, which is questionable unto itself, why doesn't bug just identify as the pineapple? Then bug won't have to bother going to the pizza shop to get pineapple pizza when bug can just be the pineapple instantaneously, because if bug thinks that's what he, she, they, bug self is, then it's just quicker and also cheaper. You would never have to buy pineapple again if you just own your truth that you are the pineapple. Next quick clip I want to show you from Libs of TikTok, I believe, and this is someone using nouns as their self-identification. So we just got the lesson. Now we're going to see the theory put into practice. Oh, I can't wait. So here we go. Libs of TikTok post says, do you think this person looks like a man or a woman? Okay, fair question.
Hi, I'm Nikki Dreammaker. I'm a non-binary trans woman who is also a lesbian.
Non-binary trans woman. I thought non-binary meant you don't really identify with any gender. So I think what they're saying is, I'm not a man or a woman, but because I'm a non-binary woman, I'm a non-man or woman. Who's also a lesbian. Dude, like, it's the age-old joke. Like a man saying, yeah, well, I'm kind of a lesbian trapped in a man's body. So I'm guessing this person is actually heterosexual with some problems on top.
Our pronouns are fairy, fairy self.
Love it! Pronouns are fairy, fairy self. Those actually aren't pronouns. They're nouns. So this person kind of like needs the previous lesson to learn like, hey, you just go full on with the nouns. Like they're not the same as pronouns, but own it. Like fairy, fairy self. I like the sound of that. Henceforth, I am Violin Italy fairy self. That is exactly who and what I am. I am glad I have a lot of self-awareness. I'm connected into my power because I'm owning the truth of who I am. I'm self-aware enough to connect to it, and I'm courageous enough to express who I am. What I say I am? Violin Italy fairy self? I like that. Dude, I love it. I'm brave.
So love me. Follow me. It'd be great to talk to you.
I'd imagine a lot of people are going to follow you.
And to all the transphobes out there, please don't talk to me, because you guys are being very mean. You remember, trans rights are human rights.
It's interesting. Trans rights are human rights. It's incorrect. Human rights are trans rights. Human rights come first, and all derivatives of people, subclasses of people, they source their rights from human rights. It's not like, oh, trans rights gets to override human rights. No individual group's rights gets to override human rights. Why do I say that? Compelling speech. Freedom of speech is absolutely a human right. It's in the U.S. Constitution, but it's also in, I think it was 1949, UN Declaration of Human Rights. Freedom of speech is one of that. That means you can say what you want as long as you're not inciting violence. But it also means they, whoever they are, which is anybody other than you, they can't compel your speech. They can't force you to say anything, which means kind of like one of the LGBTQ initiatives is forcing people to call you what your nouns, your pronouns, not necessarily what they are, but what you say they are. So yeah, human rights, those are trans rights. those are, human rights are also rights for redheads. They're rights for white people, rights for black people, rights for literally people. It's weird. It's getting a little 1984 outside, but the beautiful thing is the more we see it, the more we're realizing, hey, here's what's going on. I'm not in it. We can observe it. Therefore, we don't get caught up on it. We see what's going on. And I think now more than ever, having awareness, being an awakened human being is more important than ever before. So I appreciate you watching this breaking news with me, my friend. It's important to be aware of. And dare I say, it is just entertaining. With that said, I look forward to seeing you on our next video. But before that, I want to tell you about something special. You probably know by now that...
We're good. So, yeah, you're no longer...
God.
Yeah, pronouns are old. Now you could be any noun you want.
You know, that just made me dizzy. Hey, does Bug want human rights? Bug is not human, right?
As far as I know.
Bug. Yeah, my friend Bug. Yeah, they are destroying our language. They never use the same word for the same thing. You know, an apple is an apple. And this is how you confuse people, by changing words to mean something completely different than the original definition. Now, if you can't keep up, then you can't keep up. That's, oh my God, that's a thing. You can be a person, place, or thing now. And everybody else has to go along with that. I was right about the compelled speech, too. Forcing somebody to say something is also an infringement on free speech. You can't make them not speak, but you can't force them to speak the way you want them to speak either. They don't have to. And anybody who goes along with that.
So if I identify as the capital of Czechoslovakia, then you have to believe that I'm the capital of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, see, that's where we're going to have a problem. Because you can believe whatever you believe you are, but that doesn't mean I have to. And you can't compel me to believe it. So they can pull all this baloney and everybody will go along with it just so not create a problem. But I'd never go along with that. You know, you want human rights, but you call yourself Bug. A bug is not human. So
yeah, why is it that a bug can't have a name? You're just Bug.
Yeah, you're just Bug. But if you're Bug, are you a human bug? I never saw a human bug. And why would we give human rights to bugs? Or Violin Fieri Italy? Why would you need human rights? None of that's human. It's stupid. I had a friend who used to interchange words. You know, they would never call you the same name twice, or they would never call an item the same thing. And the kid couldn't talk. Well, no wonder the kid couldn't talk. It didn't know what to say. It didn't know. It couldn't identify things because it didn't know the words. You know, every day if you say, this is your shoe, go get your shoes. Bring me your shoes. The kid eventually knows what a shoe is. But if you say, bring me the flip-flop, bring me a shoe, bring me your foot covering, you know, the kid eventually, they're going to say, well, what is it? Is it a shoe or isn't it? People are just losing it. And they're allowing themselves to be stupid. And then they're demanding other people around them be stupid with them. All you got to do is say no.
Because those are the people that could be trained, and they're proven.
Yeah. And then everything's a fad, including this trans thing. These kids aren't trans. You know, and non-binary, that's just a cop-out. You know, when the teacher says, are you straight, are you gay, are you this, are you that, you just say non-binary and you walk away. Because you leave it up in the air. That you won't even, you know, if you tell somebody you're straight now, it's like you broke the law.
Right.
I just don't get it. I don't know how we've gotten to this point. You know, we all grew up. We all grew up in, most of us grew up in this country. We grew up with each other. We didn't do these things.
Brandon was president, people didn't identify themselves as flowers.
No. No, and Furbies, or whatever they call them.
So just because our president is a vegetable means that we can also become vegetables?
Yeah. Now we can be a turnip if we want. Somebody tells me they're a turnip, I'm going to tell them I'm going to put you in the soup. That's what I do with turnips. I serve them with cabbage, carrots, potatoes, and corned beef.
Our new favorite vegetable in the house is kohlrabi.
Oh, I love rabbits.
What's that?
I love rabbits. Are you talking about broccoli rabbits?
No, kohlrabi. K-O-H-L-R-A-B-I, kohlrabi.
Oh.
You're not familiar?
No.
It's in the turnip family. But when you're diabetic, it has very low glycemic index. So, I make kohlrabi home fries with it.
I'm going to have to try that. I love the root vegetables, and a turnip is a root, and I just love them. Any of the root vegetables, a potato, a carrot. But Italians, you know the leaves and stems on broccoli? They fry that up in olive oil with garlic and a little bit of salt, and they call it rabies. That's why I was asking. If you look up broccoli rabies, let me tell you, it's delicious.
Oh, I've eaten broccoli rab before.
Oh, it's really, really good. And I'm a big fan of turnips, so I'll try that kohlrabi. I like turnip with just a little bit of butter and salt. Steamed.
I'm just going to send you
That video just aggravated me. I don't know why, but I just got like an attitude over it. Because the chick was so stupid.
Yeah, well, these people think that they're running the show right now, and in a sense, they might be.
Kohlrabi fries.
I just sent you one recipe so you could see what they look like.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's interesting. I'm going to try it. You know me, I'll try anything.
So the yuppie bowls, do they cook anything in the yuppie bowls place?
Yes, we have vegan entrees. Today we had vegan shepherd's pie. It's made with lentils and gluten-free oats for the bottom. And then it has a whole kernel corn and mashed potatoes done vegan style with the non-dairy. It's really, really good. We had vegan empanadas. Those have lentils, red beans, all the stuff in salsa, the tomatoes, the peppers, and, you know, the seasonings and stuff. And we had a vegetable barley soup. We have things like vegan pot pies. We have cold pasta salads. We have vegan chili over white rice. We have lentil stews. I make a corn chowder to die for, and a cream of broccoli soup with the non-dairy. Everything is vegan. There's no meat and no dairy. But they also, of course, she's famous for her yuppie bowls, for the acai bowls with the granolas and peanut butter and Nutella and all the fruits and nectars and whatever you want to put on it. But she also has the hot and cold vegan entrees, too. She does a heck of a business. There's a market out there for vegan items.
So now, if you learn kohlrabi, you'll have to let me know what you make with it, because I do the home fries where instead of potatoes, I'll do kohlrabi and I'll put the peppers and onions with it.
Yeah, she did a barbecued jackfruit with the sweet potato fries.
Finally. Did I give you the recipe on that, or did you get it?
No, I just made up my own barbecue sauce, and I used the jackfruit. It was phenomenal. I never even would have considered using barbecue sauce on jackfruit, but it was so good. And served with the sweet potato fries, it was amazing. She got a lot of compliments on that. You said that the mangosteen is in too, so I'm gonna look for some recipes for mangosteen where it's in season.
Okay.
Oh, another thing is stuffed artichokes. Those sell very, very good. And the Louisiana style red beans and rice she does. Those sell very good. She's got different entrees every day. She can't keep anything on the regular because the shop is small. But
okay.
Every day there's two vegan entrees and two vegan soups. And she really sells a lot of vegan food. There's no place around to get vegan food. But she's got stuff that's non-vegan in there, too, like the Nutella and the caramel and sauces and stuff.
Okay.
But she's known for her fruits. And her acai is 100% pure berry. It was never a powder. And it was never mixed with yogurt or bananas or anything. It's just 100% pure berry and frozen. And then it's topped with the toppings and the fruits and stuff. She has a really good business. I'm very proud of her. If you ever get down here, you got to go to Yuppie Bowls.
Okay.
Get your bowl on.
Well,
the little shop she had
next
it.
Year, if next year we can fly without having to wear scams.
Yeah, definitely. I'll bring you down there and we'll... Believe me, you have never tasted anything like this. There's other places that sell acai bowls, but they're nothing like hers. She's got the best game around. You don't know how many people keep asking her if she wants to franchise, and I think she's actually looking into doing that now. But
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, she's got such a business. It's getting so big. She started in her house and got too big for that, so she built herself a kitchen, a utility kitchen in her backyard in a building. And then she got too big for that, so she bought the food truck. And then she got too big for that, and now she's in brick and mortar. And she's looking for a second store. The one that she had already put a deposit on got blown away in the hurricane. So she's back to square one on that. But she's got people just hounding her to do franchise. She's got a guy up in Boston who wants to franchise. So we'll see what happens. But she's just upwardly mobile right now. And she had the building painted. And it was done by this famous graffiti artist. The paint job is beautiful on the outside of the building. That is a tourist attraction. You know, how many people buy bowls and then just get their picture taken with their bowl in front of the paint job on the building? It's really nice.
That's funny. Right.
Yeah, it's very, very sweet, very nice. But she just had the paint job tuned up. The woman that did the paint job, little tiny thing. She looks like a little gypsy. And she paints in her bikini. She's a graffiti artist. Her name is Gabriella Jackson. And she just got back from painting some stuff over in Paris. She's done a lot of work in, like, New York and San Francisco. And she just does murals on buildings. But it's all done in spray paint. They're very, very pretty. What a talented artist this girl is. So, she looks like the little princess on Aladdin. Just a little tiny thing. And what an artist. So, things are getting really rough out there, Proof. But, like I said, Trump Trump said, when I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. They don't have any actual authority to mandate anything. We let them. But that's our fault. Now, in Arizona, that Secretary of State, another one of those Soros brats, is saying that he's figuring out whether or not to disqualify Trump from the 2024 ballot. I don't know that he can do that. Isn't that responsibility of the Congress in the state? I don't think the Secretary of State has that authority to change elections. But he's trying.
Well, they tried a couple years ago when they tried to get all the Republicans off the ballot, and they failed.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do again. They're trying to do it. They're trying to. Somebody in Florida is trying to do it, but that's never going to work.
Yeah,
but in
you got
Arizona,
someone in Arizona,
to,
Florida, and New Hampshire right now trying to.
Yeah, New Hampshire
block,
too.
Yes. I don't know
now,
how they'll get away with that.
I don't know, but they had a big thing about the elections and how the Secretary of State was changing the election, and the court said that it wasn't up to the Secretary of State, that it was up to the House of Representatives in this state. So now this Secretary of State is going to try it again?
Yes.
But the court already said no. Well, of course, they don't care what the court says. They don't care what the Constitution says. They don't care about any of that. They thought that they were going to have this great, big, wonderful moment when they got Trump's mugshot. They just were excited. They were salivating over the day before he turned himself in. They were saying things like, oh, we can't wait to get that mugshot. And there will be a mugshot, too. And Trump was saying, no, no mugshot and stuff. I mean, it's not like you need a mugshot. You don't know who Trump is. You couldn't pick him out in a lineup without a mugshot. They had to have this mugshot. Well, that backfired spectacularly. So now they don't even want to show the mugshot.
Yeah, and you got all the people in the hood now that are saying now that Trump is in the prison system, he's one of us.
Oh, yeah. I was so happy to see that when he rode down that street. He rode right through the neighborhood, too. He was supposed to take another route, and then he decided, no, I'm going right through the neighborhood. Those people lined up on both sides of the street, and they were screaming, there he is, free Trump. That's Trump. Which one's him? Which one's him? You know, is this motorcade riding through the neighborhood? And these people were excited. I was so happy. You have no idea how happy I was to see that. Because all we ever see is what the news is showing us. You know? And you're seeing things get burnt down and the neighborhoods are getting burnt down and stuff. And the way the news media plays it, it's like these people are involved in it and they want this to happen. And then when you see that they didn't want that to happen and they don't want those strangers in their neighborhood burning things down and destroying their stores and their houses and their streets and their businesses and stuff, and then you see Trump come riding through the neighborhood and these people all excited to see him, it gives you a whole new perspective. Well, maybe those people do like Trump, and maybe somebody's lying to all of us. You know, we are not each other's enemy. We love each other. We're also Americans. You know, black people, white people, Spanish people, Native Americans, Indians, you know, whatever's out there. We are all Americans. When they landed on the beaches of Normandy, the enemy didn't say, here comes the black, white, Spanish, Jewish, Irish Americans. Mm-hmm. They said, here come the Americans. We are the Americans. But people are now finding out that we're not each other's enemy, and we've been lied to. and Trump is a unifying figure. They got him pegged to be this great divider, and he's not. He's unifying people, and that's good to see, because we need unity more than anything at all. More than we need anything right now, we need unity. We all got to be on the same page. We got to figure this out. We got to figure which direction our country's going. And it's going to take all of us. So somebody's got to call a truce, and someone's got to lead this freak show.
Yeah, there's no way that Brandon is even remotely considered a unifier.
No. Actually, he's a lump in the cream of wheat of life. He's crooked. He's conniving. He has been for decades. What's he been there, 46 years? And they're going to blame the guy that was there for 4 years. You got people there who started their careers, and now they're at the end of their life cycle. 40 years, 50 years, 38 years. They've been parked in D.C.
Brandon is like a bowl of watery cream of wheat.
Yep. He is. Even looks like cream of wheat.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, did you see him with his shirt off? You know, no, he's not Mr. Wonderful, that's for sure. He can't walk. He throws his legs. He's way off balance. He can't maneuver a lightweight beach chair. He's always falling asleep. Can't keep his eyes open. He's rude. And then somebody asked him, did you see Trump's mugshot? And he smirked. Haha, yeah. Good looking fella. You find that funny? This is one of the saddest days this country's ever had. It's all lies. It's all baloney. It's all orchestrated. And you're smirking? And you're supposed to be the president. You're supposed to say, no, this is a sad day, and you know, we're going to figure it all out. But that's not what he said. He smirked. And you notice they're going to have the trial, just, you know, the trial for election interference right in time to interfere with the election. The day before Super Tuesday, they scheduled that trial. You know, Super Tuesday, when most of the primary states vote.
Right.
You know, you got a couple here and a couple there, then you got that Super Tuesday where a bunch of them vote. The day before, you're going to put them on trial, and they're going to do it in D.C. How's he going to get a fair trial there?
Well, he's not supposed to.
He's not supposed to get a fair trial anywhere, and now they're trying to take him off the ballot. This man is being persecuted beyond even recognition. They are doing everything to keep him, to keep us from voting for him. Who the hell do they think they are?
They can't beat him, so that's why.
Well, they're denying us. They're not denying Trump. They're denying us.
Right.
And people don't see it that way because Trump is the name on it. Trump is the face. But if they take him off the ballot, that's not their business. We'll either vote for him or we won't. But that option is up to us, not them. If he qualified and he's on the ballot, and he did all the things and took all the steps and got all the signatures, then you don't change the rules because you don't like one of the candidates. That's too bad. That's not their call. That's our call.
Yeah, if you don't like the other candidate, then your job is to be a better person than them.
Right. If you don't like the candidate, be a better candidate. Have people vote for you. But all this sneaking and conniving and underhand and lying and cheating And it's not like they're even trying to hide it anymore. They're not. They told us that was the most secure election. And then you see all this information come out. New York's got tons of information. Anna has been working on that with those New York people. You wouldn't believe the stuff that Anna found out and her crew. And then you got True the Vote. And you have Dinesh D'Souza there, his 2,000 mules. You got Carrie Lake, who's got all kinds of stuff out. You got investigations in Georgia and South Carolina. Now, Trump said that the election was rigged. Well, how's this guy, Jackass, gonna, what's it, Jack Smith, how's he gonna prove that the election was secure? Trump said it was rigged. Well, it's up to this guy to prove it wasn't. How's he gonna do that? And then, that flea bag, I don't even know what to call her, Fannie Willis. Mm-hmm. She brought RICO charges against Rudy Giuliani, against all of them. But Giuliani, he wrote the RICO laws. He took down the mafia. If anybody knows RICO, it's him. So this is going to be a lesson that should be taught in every one of those law schools. Every student at every law school should be tuned in to that trial. They're going to put cameras in the trial, too. But they are about to get a lesson in RICO. And Sidney Powell, she was trying to get all her information about the Dominion machines and who's involved in it and how they can be rigged and how, you know, that they had union members from, I think it was the SEIU, that had access to the codes in the machines. At will. I have an article about that. They could remotely change the machines. And it's not just like one or two people. There's a whole group of people that have access to the machines through their telephone.
How are they going to be able to deny all this in court?
I don't know. But Sidney Powell, she kept writing friends of the court briefs and amicus briefs and all kinds of stuff. And she kept trying to bring charges. And she kept getting thrown out of court because she did not have standing.
Right.
Well, now she does. She's the defendant. She was charged, too. So this is going to be quite interesting. And they have rights to discovery. You know, they're even destroying evidence because they
right.
know.
Yes.
You know, look at all that J6 evidence they destroyed. Why? So these defendants can't use it? You know, everything, I'm just concerned about how quiet it is. Where are the Republicans? You got guys like Gates and Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, that's three. Out of 535 people. How come they aren't rampaging? I know their vacations are much more important, but those are the people that we hired to fix this stuff. And everybody's very, very quiet, and they're letting it happen. Now, Trump is on the Republican team. You know, he's running for their nomination. Shouldn't the Republicans be backing him up? What's with the deadly silence? And McConnell, he's a noodlehead now, too. He, like I said, he froze up again twice today.
Yeah.
He just, like, stared off into space and went dead silent. And this woman was trying to help him. Then she was acting like he was deaf, and she yelled to him, you know, do you want to answer that question? And he's still spaced out. And they called some guy up to help him, and he said, no, I'm all right. And then he wasn't. Well, that's not easy
you know
to
what?
See either. What?
You know what, Joanne?
What?
You remember when Martin Luther King was in jail in Birmingham? And
yes.
He wrote the letter from a Birmingham jail.
I
and it became
that.
A best
best book. Trump needs to do the same thing. Letter from a Fulton County jail. Or indictment.
Yep.
It would sell 100 million copies.
Yeah, he would. That's not a bad idea, Bianchi. He really should be writing a book. You know, that's what he said he was doing. That's why he needed his presidential records, too, because he was writing a memoir. And they took all that away from him, or so they thought, because that was all his evidence, too. He kept the Crossfire Hurricane stuff. Those pictures that they showed of the book covers on the floor, there was no files in those covers. So that was staged and set up. What they went in there for was his evidence against them. And it's not like he gave them to his Chinese sidekick and she just put it in boxes and took it to Chinatown. No. The Secret Service has been secure in that. It's in a locked vault room and secured by not only Trump security, but Secret Service. They were probably safer there than anywhere in D.C., that's for sure, or in any one of the other hands. They were safer in Trump's hands than they ever were in Biden's.
I just have a feeling they're going to try to drip this Brandon stuff out. And the goal is to get rid of Trump so that they can get rid of Brandon. Because they want Newsom to basically have nobody to run against. Because they are not very confident that Big Mike wants to be president. But Governor Grusom will.
Yo, Democrats are stupid, too. They did this to Bernie. Remember when all the Democrats loved Bernie and Bernie was going to get the nomination? And Nancy Pelosi said, no, he isn't. And he didn't. And they arrested his wife. And they were going to put her in jail for some hanky-panky with the university that she was involved with. But then once he dropped, you know, saying that they screwed him out of the nomination, they dropped the charges on the wife, and then he got the new lake house and the new car. You know, so he sold out. But his supporters were very upset that he didn't get that nomination when he clearly won it. And now you got all these RFK Jr. people. And if Biden's not going to be the nominee, wouldn't he be the respective nominee? He's the only other one running. Newsom's not running. He didn't put his name in the hat. Kamala's not running. She's running as his vice president. But, you know, if something happens to him, is she going to even run? The only other one running right now is RFK Jr. So if they just bypass him and give it to Newsom. So how are they going to get by him to give it to Newsom? Newsom's not in the race. RFK Jr. is. But they're not going to give it to him. They're just going to bestow it on Newsom. Newsom hasn't even filed the paperwork. Or has he?
We don't know, I guess.
Yeah, we don't know. He probably has. He probably filed in at least enough states to secure the nomination. But if he did, he's doing it on the sly. But you know they're not going to give it to RFK Jr.
But they could also just nominate him at the convention, and he could bypass the whole process.
And that's legal, too. The primary election is non-binding.
Because the Democrat Party, I don't think that they would pick him as the nominee.
No. RFK Jr. is not going to be the Democrat nominee, no matter what.
No.
Any more than they were going to let Bernie. They're not going to let him. But they could conceivably just nominate somebody. So could the Republicans. But how's that going to sit with their base? The Democrats will put up with it. I don't know if the Republicans will.
Yeah, but that's the idea. The Republicans, the rhinos, want to be the uniparty anyway, so they don't care. They'll put Mitt Romney up there again if they have to.
Oh my, that's horrible.
No, they don't mind throwing the election for Brandon. They're that close to getting the uniparty. They don't care.
Yeah, well, we're this close to not even needing elections. They're just going to keep Obama president for life. Because he's still acting as president. Someone's running that show, and it sure as hell isn't Biden. But
yeah,
they're letting Biden get away with all
this. I think Grusom's going to think that he's running the show and not Valerie Jarrett.
And that will be a problem. Because Valerie Jarrett ain't taking a back seat to anyone. And if Newsom doesn't fall into line, he's not going to be the nominee because Valerie Jarrett is not going to have it. Nobody voted for Valerie Jarrett. Nobody would vote for Valerie Jarrett. That's why she had to put that clown Obama up.
Because
he was clean, he was nice looking, he was well-spoken, and nobody would have voted for her. So all he was the face. And all Biden is the face. And Val Jarrett's still running the show.
Yeah.
And probably Michelle. Because Michelle's got more guts than Biden or Obama. And Valerie got more guts than Michelle. Oh, I hear you.
Why come no Republican states don't remove Biden off the ticket ballot because of his dealing with Burisma?
Because they want the uniparty, that's why, but we can pick that up tomorrow. Everybody else, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, Bianchi, Joseph, and Joanne for being here. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative.